Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, where three best friends and Robert get together.
It's back.
I'm just going to play this game right here.
Just pay attention to your phone.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm glad you're not sorry, because I'm still playing this game.
It's been so long.
I know. But welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, where we essentially just give you our TV reviews for a while.
Yeah, we kind of. This is literally back to the shooting of the shit.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Shooting of thine shit.
It wasn't even that. It was like TV reviews, movie reviews.
Some political
stuff. A little bit of political sprinkled in there.
Sprinkle a dash of politicalities.
For 2 minutes.
Hey, that's a dash. That's a sprinkle.
And then we had history.
There's a little bit of history. Some comic books.
Comic books?
Justin's going to be part of a wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to do another challenge.
I am not agreeing to that.
With his 2-foot debt.
Okay, here's the thing. This is not an option, nigga. If you don't vote, there's going to be a problem.
In a Donald Trump America, you don't get that.
I am voting to take a vote away from Donald Trump, so I'm okay.
That's fair.
Fine. So you're just going to vote for Bernie Sanders then?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, hardcore, yeah.
Bernie Sanders.
I mean, if I have to choose between any of the ones that are there and
Bernie
not myself.
Sanders.
Totally Sanders.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. I don't want anyone else. Like, I'll take the guy who might die in office.
He probably will, but I'm at least it'd be more entertaining than Donald Trump.
He had this thing
I won't fear for
Trump
my life.
Trump will probably die in office.
It's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I won't be embarrassed to call myself an American.
Trump will probably die in office.
Because he'd be assassinated.
Yeah, because everybody's trying to kill him.
And that's the only thing, if I ever voted for Donald Trump, it would be probably just for him to get assassinated and me being a part of that timeline.
No, you were like,
I'm like, I was there when he was shot. It was epic.
There was no case. They just were like, happened. The guy stood 2 feet away and goes,
it's not
my
no
name is Michael
shit.
Johnson, and I killed Donald Trump.
Right?
Couldn't find him.
No
Could
one on this podcast is actually threatening Donald Trump in any form.
I am.
Fuck him. He's
I am threatening his life. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck his life.
It's
fuck everybody who
it's
supports him.
It's successful. I'm going to punch myself in the face.
Right now.
He's a sexist piece of waste of life. You could go choke on a goat's dick.
We are
he's
in
worse
the
than
longest
Stalin,
period,
period
of time
Easy.
Easy.
That we haven't lost a president.
I'll take him if it means he gets assassinated.
In the country's
I'll take
history.
It.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's Donald Trump. What's great is now he's doing that bitch shit where he's like, I'll run as third party because they weren't nice to me.
Which is such a bitch move.
Like, he's
a child. He has a vocabulary of a third grader. He doesn't like when he loses, and so he fucking does a tantrum little shit.
That's
oh, he
exactly
lost because, I, you know, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
God, he just needs to go hate
Seriously.
Himself more.
But, well, this is a great intro for Donald Trump, so fuck off.
Our lack of support for Donald Trump totally shines.
Feel the burn.
Trump. Yeah, feel the burn.
Game on.
Game fucking on.
Game on.
Trump 2016. That's on them. So and all of theirs were $14.99, and I'm like, you know, Best Buy's got these, or I was like, GameStop's got these for $7.49.
Best Buy had it too.
And he's like, show me. He's like, bullshit on this. So I show him, and he's like, and he straight up does like the any of these I will price match if you don't go there, any of them. And I'm just like, okay, I'll pick these out. So we're sitting there, we're picking out like we get like. Five of them, it would have been $75.
It's just as easy.
Well, that was the thing. He was just, but he was like, just don't go there. And get it, because like for him, it's still a sale for him, you know.
Permission? Not at Walmart.
No.
They're supposed to know about that stuff.
Oh.
They're supposed to be able to
as
put that up there as a company.
So
the competitiveness of it, and so it was on him.
Walmart's gonna crush GameStop.
So yeah, so I'm grabbing them, and it ended up being $75 worth. Paid $30.
We haven't made money for the fucking game.
You didn't get the game?
No, we don't have the game. But
it's fucking cool.
I just picked that up. Gave to Kathy because. She wanted them.
Oh, no, it's dope.
She wanted it for Christmas just so she could have the fucking Wonder Woman Lego.
The Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
It plays like in a Batman Beyond Lego new one where you fly as Wonder Woman and Linda, and it's Linda Carter Wonder Woman. Not new Wonder Woman. It goes up and goes, Wonder Woman! And it flies around and you do that and you use her plane and it's visible. And they're like, isn't that supposed to be...
No.
That's so and they acknowledge it's non-invisibility. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's
and if you
kind
play,
of clear, like, ice plastic. Yeah.
And if you do we got the Cyberman and the Dalek, and when you put the Cyberman in any vehicle...
You got a Dalek?
Yeah, but he counts as a vehicle mount. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't even say exterminate. But the Dalek says everything. And then he wants the Cybermen to ride the Dalek. He flies around and he's like, pew, pew, pew. And you're like, I would pay to watch that in the show.
I'm not far enough into Doctor Who to know what a Cyberman is.
They're basically a bipedal Dalek.
Okay.
But they're completely, like, nerds. Technological. Don't. Doctor Who's fucking awesome. Don't be a bitch.
It is pretty dumb. Don't. Like, stop they're, being a bitch.
Like, for real, the best part is the one time that Dalek and the Cybermen fight. No, the agreement is,
you watch Game of Thrones, I'll watch Doctor Who.
Well, guess what's not on,
I've watched a season of Doctor Who.
No.
You've watched
no,
what?
No.
We
how
don't.
Many? Don't.
We just started the fifth season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
No. I don't have
you didn't even make it an effort.
Isn't that a great show?
Yeah,
Game of Thrones.
He won't even way. Make an
He's
effort
been trying
to
push it.
It
on me to watch it all the time. Yeah. Kevin Smith made an infinitely more compelling argument, and I'm because for Game of Thrones to watch
the
it.
The Red Wedding.
You described the Red Wedding, and I was like,
dude. Don't listen to that. You stupid.
No, I don't care. No, it does nothing for me. I don't do fantasy, so
I don't
care.
You don't care because you
haven't
watched the fucking series yet. You will care once you start watching the series.
You know what I remember of the Red Wedding now? It's called the Red Wedding, and people die. That's it. That's the only
a
thing
a lot
I
of people
now.
Die.
But I don't, on the level of significance, until, it doesn't do it there because I don't know any other names.
Until the Red
I know the
Wedding.
Guy, Jon Snow, and the dude who does the meme of winter. That's the meme of winter. That was my two, that's my knowledge.
That's his name?
Of
that's
Game
his
of
name.
Thrones.
Meme of winter.
Meme okay. of winter.
Until right. the Red Wedding, see, every see. Wedding up until then, I was like, this is Red Wedding. This is going to happen. Nothing happened. Just a wedding. And then, this is a Red Wedding, it's gonna happen! And then it happened, and Kathy's like, we gotta watch another episode, because I can't go to sleep.
And that's how Kevin
because there's so many weddings,
goes,
though,
there
so
was
so
much
intriguing.
Happening
there's a couple
in that
weddings leading up
that
to it.
He had to watch the episode after.
Yeah.
That sold me. Justin's was, you gotta watch it. Why? Because it's good. That's it.
No.
That's like Donald Trump.
That is the
it's
level
not,
of
no, it's great.
It's successful. I have a plan.
I'm gonna blow you up, it's gonna be fantastic.
And Mexico
that's a
will
big
do
word
it.
For me.
Yeah. As a friend for 15 years, he tells me something's good. I watch it.
Yeah,
or listen to it.
Watch it or listen to it.
No,
so,
no,
this
no.
Exact
no.
moment.
Please.
You are recording.
You wanna, yeah. Can you support this, Jarrell?
Yeah. I don't mean so no, if we tell you to watch something and you just listen to it?
I'll get on my phone and prove that fact that I am a friend because he told me to listen to a music video, which I saved on my phone.
He's full of shit, isn't he? No. He's full of shit.
You're
full
of
shit.
Sometimes shit? Because I can smell shit.
At least on one shoe. On one shoe.
Sometimes Justin is.
Except for your comic books. Except for your comic books, because you tell me back read 10
different
things. So,
but
the chair.
Sometimes. Yeah, put it on the chair, fat ass.
Yeah.
That was the shit. That's the shit.
That throne fucking squeals. Yeah.
You support him. Okay, that's fine.
No. He's half-assed.
No, that's my fucking bench. Like, I know.
I know, but see, you could just totally just shut the fuck up and just let him have his moment.
Good. Have you guys watched Mr. Robot?
Love. Oh, I binged it.
No,
binged it. Fantastic.
I think fantastic. Like because Kevin had talked about it, and then Kessler even had asked me if I had seen it yet. He goes,
"No.
If you need a new show to watch, Mr. Robot.
Mr.
Robot. So,
dope.
But because it wasn't on Netflix, I was gonna check to see if it was on Hulu, and I keep forgetting about it.
The end sort of like steals hard from a certain movie.
But so
I'm not going to tell you about, but he knows what movie I'm talking about.
I'm not,
the last, sorry. Like, two episodes. And I really, we got to the end, I'm like, this should have been a miniseries and not gone to a second season.
I've seen shows like that where you're like, you don't want it to go on.
I want this to end at episode 10, like, because it builds forever.
Like, and you feel like, what are you going to do next time?
Like, there's nothing that can
but
top
see,
it?
The
no,
building
Christian
is
Slater,
so
yeah.
entertaining.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, the fact that it ends, though, like, it ends on such a note where you're like, just end it now. Because anything after that's going to be hard to,
no,
to beat.
And, well, and the character building in it is so fucking good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, watch Mr. Robot. I don't know if it's on
Christian
the
Slater is, like, his best performance of
Christian
all time.
Christian Slater?
Really? Yes. And it's Christian
really?
Slater?
Yeah.
I'm so going to guess it's Christian Slater and I'd watch it just out of, like,
Christian
Slater. Oh, like it ironically.
Christian Slater
like, oh, no, this is good.
He is Mr. Robot.
And,
oh, okay.
and it's so well written and
I'll have to check that
dialogue
out.
Is fantastic. Like even this like the screenplay and the storytelling is so meticulous and on point and you're just like fuck, I just
does it do
walking.
Callbacks in a good way?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that seems the thing that they've taken a lot from British.
Well,
that I've
end,
noticed
kinda,
with a
like,
lot of shows that
like he pushes him off a fucking boardwalk.
I was like in the third episode.
That's
that
a callback.
So
but, well, it's because a lot of shows I feel now that the ones that are in America that end up being successful take a lot from shows like Luther, Doctor Who, and Mr. Espen.
though.
And Sherlock. That the way they the British do their tie-ins, their callbacks, the connections of an episode three seasons in and its impact on an episode like from
before
like
two more seasons later,
but also one back at all at the same time. You're like, wait, so does that mean because of that? Then you're like, so that means, and then the next episode, and you're like, holy shit, somehow that person, because of things.
Yeah, the Brits are super.
See, I love shows like that. Continuity is,
and yet you won't watch Doctor Who.
I am.
That's what they do in one every season, fucking episode.
So I'll eventually finish.
Watch one season, please.
No, that's not just nine.
Because I like.
Nine is good, because the Ninth Doctor is fantastic. Oh. But the rest
continue
of them
watching
are even
from season
I like
two.
The Ninth Doctor. Like,
he's awesome, right?
People bitch about him. And
I liked him.
I like
him. Like, visually, yeah, the show was bad, but it was like a B movie.
But I want to finish Librarians first.
British, I'm watching Librarians.
Yeah. That's British television.
Yeah. Like, it is. British television was bad.
Did you finish Black Mirror?
No, I haven't finished it. I can't sit and watch it, because when I have time to watch it, Kale's home, and I can't watch a show like Black Mirror.
Watch it after he goes to sleep.
You watched one episode.
It turned me off. I don't want to... No.
Watch
no more.
Watch the second episode.
It's hot. No.
No more pig fucking.
Spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it.
There's real fucking.
Oh.
And actually, there's real sex in every episode.
That is not just pig.
All right, you got me.
Yeah, the first one's got pigs in it.
Not okay.
But there's
not okay.
There's real sex in every... Because we would watch it, and I'd be like, Kathy... Every single episode of this
sex.
Show.
Well, it's Brits. They always have sex.
And sex.
Yeah. They don't. They care less about what's on TV. You want a weird show? Fuck! I had the name and I lost it. It was there. Totally lost it. It's like four, or it's like five brothers. It's a New Zealand show, predicated on
semi-Brits.
It's like semi-Brits. It is, but it's all predicated on the Norse gods, because people who lived in New Zealand are all immigrants.
You told me about this.
From. Norway, like a big portion, their white
Australia
population.
Australia is a prison colony.
No,
New Zealand is from Norway.
Yeah, it is.
Norway.
And so, versions, American God style, versions of their gods went to New Zealand to survive because they were being persecuted in the Netherlands from the Christians and stuff. So they left and went there. So, in New Zealand, it has the same policies as the UK does. Boobies. Who fucking cares? So you're just sitting there, and it's like this good show, and it's fun to watch, and then they're like, obscure boobies. Boobies, butt, boobs.
Like, for ratings.
But it's
that's
so,
for ratings.
But not even, because it's different there. That's normal television. For us, we're like, that's on the box of the TV. There, they're like,
yeah,
and?
Because we have the Bible Belt.
Yeah. But there's, like, it is so normal. It is when, like, a guy gets surprised, he gets woken up and he's surprised and he's with his girlfriend. It's not the convenient, oh, the blanket is immediately over. Her boobs are out because they're like, dude, you just burst through my window.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of, it's more real that way, where you're like, and here comes a conveniently placed
also,
blanket.
You wake up,
there
like,
is no conveniently
there's
placed
no
blanket.
There's no blankets on you, so.
Yeah, there are none on you.
I heard Jim Jefferies, you know who Jim Jefferies is, right?
Sounds familiar.
He's a stand-up comedian, but he had a TV show down in Australia, and he's like, we would have production meetings because you can't show an erect penis, but you can show a penis.
Yep.
And so
a flaccid penis.
Yeah, a flaccid penis. Yeah. But they would have production meetings on how much is too erect.
Yeah. No, for them, that's normal. It's not ratings. That's normal television. We have...
On his late night show, yeah, like...
In Australia and the United States have the most...
I like
nerf
the censorship
TV
there
ever.
Way better, because it's not fucking...
But no, like
PC fucking
well, no,
shit.
But
that we
the
have
U
here.
No, because Australia is worse than
PC
us.
PC fucking bullshit.
PC bro, PC bro, a PC bro. Yeah, PC principal bro.
There's
yeah.
one episode of that season I think we missed, and I'm trying to figure it out so we can fucking watch it,
dude.
And it's such
like,
a good season.
This
season.
Whole is so meta.
Yeah,
it is current. It's relevant in a way
so
that's kind of scary.
Fucking everything.
And,
it's so good. It's so fucking good.
Justin didn't get the whole, like, I always hated on YouTube because of the ads. I'm like, I hate
YouTube.
It
never bothered
like
me. I never.
He was so, he grew like, accustomed to it because he watched it. We used to watch it without it at our old place. Yeah. So this was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. But shit. Then, up until 2 years ago, they didn't have
but
it.
Wasn't,
no,
it wasn't
like
years
flooded with
it,
ads.
But then
like,
now
yeah.
it's just ad. And I stopped using it because I'm like, I don't like ads.
Shit, like, you get fucking ads.
But he watched that episode. He was just like, I get it. I get the ad. He goes, I watch YouTube now. Ad. And you're like, is there a video amongst these ads?
Yeah, but at least,
ad.
At least YouTube, like, is cool. They'll be like, one ad video that you looked up.
Yeah.
It Or one ad that you can skip in 5 seconds, video that you
look It's like, up. Why do you give me the option? Just skip. You know I'm going to skip you.
Yeah.
The but smart like, one Hulu, was Geico. Hulu has the same thing for like,
oh, look at you.
Is that Feast? This?
Holy crap.
Thank you, beautiful.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, Kaffir Lady. You were fantastic. You.
Yes.
Mm. Love you, sweetheart.
Can we pause the podcast so we can eat this?
No. No, you can edit it out.
No, people love listening
it's called the Feast Cast. Yeah, just where we feast.
And just like chomp. Thank you. And well, keep my mouth open.
Thank you, beautiful.
Say it's fire roasted Alfredo with that kind of sausage.
This is good.
Oh my god.
Is it that fire roasted Alfredo that we got?
Nice.
That's so good. Thank you.
Speaking of food, you guys need to check out Dickie's Barbecue.
Oh, dude. I've been telling you about Dickie's for like two fucking years.
Wait, I don't listen to you. I listen to them slightly more.
In Coeur d'Alene?
Mm. No. There's one up in Watermere.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right across from the Village
But Chris is so fucking hard and then one to out in find the, new places to eat all the time.
And then one out in the Valley now.
Isn't like trying
one
food.
Out in the Valley now?
They're opening it up in a couple of months.
Really?
Yeah, but they got really good barbecue there, though. Okay. I mean, honestly, Chicken and Moe is better. Like, for their ribs, the sauces, and their spices. Good. I honestly prefer Chicken and Moe. But it's like a chain-style now barbecue joint.
And so it's a little cheaper then, right?
It's well, it's
yeah,
honestly
it's cheaper
it's like,
for barbecue.
Yeah, cheaper for barbecue. Like it's Joe's prices.
Okay.
For barbecue, so you're not, don't go there every day.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, shit's expensive if you go to McDonald's every day. You know, it's no more different if you go to like fucking Flamin' Joe's or.
I'm telling you about like Dickies for fucking years.
I don't want to listen to shit. Yeah. See, I'm not going to deny it like this guy. I just don't listen to shit. You know that.
I don't deny it. I don't deny anything.
You just collapsed your own universe right there.
No.
Does your finkster hurt? Because you just fucked like, yourself in the ass.
You went...
Seriously.
Boop! Out of existence.
I do, yeah.
He's a drummer of Spinal Tap.
Yeah. You Starbucks.
I don't deny anything that is not true. If it's true, then I'll admit to it. I never deny
no,
it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No,
I
don't. You don't.
You know, that would really upset me if I listened.
That's my phone. That was your phone?
Yeah.
Mine doesn't go off anymore that I got my watch. It just stops. And I kind of like that. Even with the tones on, though, if the screen's off on the phone, the watch, it just goes, tap, 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 tap.
Can you put your phone on silent from your phone? Or from your watch?
I can basically do 2/3 of the things I would need on my phone, just on a watch. My phone is just, oh, it's the bigger screen of it.
Now, when did you get that?
Monday.
Monday? Yeah. Do you like it so far? Is it worth the money?
I'll be real, because, like, it's been a year since it's been out. I didn't want to be an early adapter. You know, this guy will tell you, it's been on and off. Well, throughout like it, but I had my.
But he still. No, but my he won't dad do James really Bond though and talk.
I know he did.
Him.
No, I can.
That's fucking.
I can talk. It's got FaceTime audio, and I can be like, "So yeah, blah blah blah," and it's fucking fun. But
we live in the future.
Like that's the thing. But I'll be honest. Like
Marty
normally,
McFly.
When you spend a lot of money on a product, like on anything, like I've been saving all of my ones. My God of War 3 Pandora's box has all of my ones for like the last 3-4 months, it is full, like bursting of ones, because I was going to put all those.
Your fucking iPod, and you're like, I need to have this.
Yeah, but I saved.
First generation with the moving hard drive.
I never had that one. I didn't get an iPod. My first iPod was the fourth
phone.
Generation.
He always was the first one
to
have
the
new phone.
The phone was me. But with the iPod, I got the fourth generation that let you do photos.
Or no.
Because I needed to get
you and
credit.
Eric, you and Eric both bought the brand new.
No, like, I know.
12 That's, gig.
No, mine was 80 gig. No. Eric had the 120. He had 126, and I got the 185th gen that got video. Because remember, I needed to have better credit. I needed to have credit to when I moved out from our place.
Yeah, you got a credit card, and then you spent all your credit cards.
No, I had to use the credit card, and then I paid it all off.
You didn't
and then,
pay it all off. I remember you
No,
card.
No, I paid it off for the iPod. And then when I had it used when I wasn't working, and then I was using it to pay the phone bill, that's when I wasn't able to pay it back. And then when I maxed it out, I was like, okay, I'm shutting the card off, I'm canceling it, and then I'll pay you guys back when I can. And Capital One was like, all right, that sounds good.
We'll
and then,
get money.
Then they
called Capital
me up.
One have Matthew McConaughey on the
basically,
like, all right.
And then they called me like a year-ish later, and they were like, hey, and I'm like, hello, and they're like, it's Capital One. I'm like, what do you want? Like, I know I got to pay the card, and I had no problem paying, and they're like,
they
you
got
owe...
their phone orange juice.
Yep, and they sit there, and they're sitting like the cable company in South Park going, you owe us $900. And I just sit there and I'm like, I'm not paying you $900. And I was in a mood. Like, I had just gotten off work. I'd been dealing with a person. And I just,
know that person.
And I wasn't in the mood. So I'm like, I'm not paying you $900. Yeah. And the guy was like, what? And I'm like, my card
minimum
was...
wage at call center, man.
And I was like, I was like, my credit card was for what? And he's like, $300. I'm like, $300. In what universe Do you think someone will pay you $900 for a $300 credit card? That was shut off and canceled, and I closed the account, so all I need to do is pay you what I owed you, which would have been like foreign change after interest and everything. Oh,
interest
that's what I was saying. It's like foreign change with interest. I can understand that. I get that 100%. I get the cost ratio of having a line of credit. But to say $900, my cock in your mouth, that is. Not happening, sir. And he's like, so you're... so you're not going to pay it. And I'm like, no. I refuse to pay you $900 for a $300 credit card.
Yeah,
that's not how math works. It's like, you wonder why we're in a recession. You give someone a $300 credit card and then go, $900 back. Who will pay you? No one in their right mind will give you $900. And if they do, they're stupid.
They're Donald Trump.
And the guys found the downside to having good credit, because STCU keeps upping our fucking credit limit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, knock it the fuck off!
Yeah.
I don't want that, because it'll get spent.
Yep. And so I'm like, quit doing this stuff. I was like, this is why things are going the way they are.
Yeah.
You are trying to get $900 from a $300 credit card. I would have better luck with a bookie for $300 at this point.
Yeah. You know, Chase isn't going to break your fucking fit knuckles.
No, but at $900, it'd be cheaper to have a bookie break my finger. Like, shit.
So you're having, a lecture to this fucking person that's
coming. I'm kind of being a dick, but at the same time,
that's not how bookies work. Don't break your finger. They still want the $900.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to be real with the guy, and I'm just not in the mood with him. And I was like, how about this? I was like, I pay you $450, and I lowball the shit out of it. I'm like, I'll pay you half of what you say I owe you.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then we close the account, and I'm like, yeah. Then you close the account. And he's like, let me talk to my manager. So I hear it go off.
Did a fucking Jedi mind trick, motherfucker.
So the manager gets on it, and he's like, hi, I'm the guy's manager. And he goes, so what are you trying to do? I'm like, well, I'm not paying you $900. Like, this isn't happening. Yeah. But I will pay you $450. And he's like, all right, we can do that. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, that so this is a real works, thing. Man. So he's like, but this is where we start getting to the bartering system. Because I'm like, $450. I'm surprised that they even went that low. You know, like, he was
because
cool
they can get all the money up front, they can just cancel it.
Yeah, so no matter what, they make their money.
Paid, so yeah. They don't care.
Yeah, so he goes, can you do $450 right now? I'm like, I can't do $450 right now, but I can do two now and then do payments. So I can give you $200 in good faith and then do these as payments. And he goes, well, I can't do it at $450 then. He's like, could you do that at like $5? Could you do the payments at $5 that way? And I'm like, all right, so we're going back and forth. I see what you're trying to do. I was like, all right, I'll be cool because you're letting me do this is a lot less of what you're trying to get out of me. We'll go $5 and I'll give you $2 right now and then I'll do payments. And totally did that. And I get off the phone and Angela and Shannon are sitting out in the living room. And this whole thing ended up taking like an hour and a half talking to these guys.
Fuck.
And they're like, what was taking so long? And I was like, Capital One was trying to charge me almost $1,000 because it was like $980 something. Wow. And they were like, on your $300 card? I'm like, yeah. And she was like, and you told them no? He's like, yeah, I told them no. And they're like, so would you
ever pay do that?
So I told them, and Shannon was like, can you call my debt collectors? Because damn, man.
Yeah, no,
and he's like, how do you do that? You tell them no? They tell you what you owe, and you just kind of go, no.
No.
I'm not going to pay
I'm going to do that when I get pulled over. Right. And I'm like, no. I don't want a ticket.
I'm not saying anyone should try it, but if you owe money to really like a debt, if you owe, just tell them no and go, whatever the minimum was, add $25 and say you call it even.
Yeah.
And be like, I'll pay you all right now. I'll pay it all up front and you close out the account. Give it a shot. If they say no, we can't do it, you're no worse off.
Yeah.
But if they say yes, hey, you've just saved yourself hundreds of dollars.
One of my mom's debt collectors called me while I was at work, and I'm like, this is like bullshit, whatever. And he's like, well, can you pay for it? And I'm like, fuck you, I can pay for it.
Shit.
I was so pissed off at this guy, and I'm like, no. And I hung up the... Well, angrily pushed the cancel button on my phone.
Remember the good old days where you can slam the phone down and disconnects you?
It had a real impact. Now you're like, in call angrily.
Right now we keep getting phone calls like every fucking day. I get phone calls to refinance my home. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
They call Joe's all the time. They're like, you guys qualify for a new click. Every day.
Every
like eight. It's like
fucking day.
It's like between
Monday
9 and 10.
Too.
They call like, you look at it, it's the 800 number, and you pick up, and then you hang up on them. Because you know it connects to it, like when it connects to an actual person, you click, and they go, hi, it's Click. And then they call right back, I thought we were Click. now you get the picture, and then you walk away from the boat. Well, you have to do it every shift. And I feel bad for the people to a degree. Your job is a call center. That's your
game.
It
could be worse, though.
And
it could be like a guy screaming and shitting at you.
Yeah. It's just, but at the same time, you made the decisions in life, for the most part, not saying everybody. Some people are in a position where they have no other choice.
Yeah, don't be Trump about it.
But
if it's paying me $22 an hour, I'll do that.
Right? But you make a decision in your life to go work at a call center for one reason or another, for the most part. We're going 75% of the people, right? That's your clientele that you have to deal with. You have to deal with people who are going to be pissed off, people who aren't going to talk to you.
Exactly.
You can't be mad at me because I hang up on you. Because I don't need your services. That's like, why would I go into a store and be like, what are you doing? I'm just touching shit. And then, like, expect them to not get mad at me.
Well, Parker used to work downtown on Sprague doing telemarketing to people in California. And they, like, one of his jobs was calling people for Mayor Villaraigosa. But even though he couldn't say Villaraigosa, and so they're like, at least say his fucking name right. And they hang up on him, and Carter's like, I don't care. And he got fired from that job because he just started filling out the survey for somebody. And his boss was right behind him.
And it's like, not at all what this actually looks like.
But listening to his call at the same time.
Wow.
That's funny.
Like, nobody stays at that place. And Carter's like, my boss would be like super professional in the building. Go outside and be hood as fuck. Like, drinking chicken and drinking 40s.
Man. Man, fuck these motherfuckers out here. Hi. Thank fucking you for calling. Monkeys. Insert number here.
Yeah.
Pieces of monkey shit. Excuse me? Sorry. The hood slipped out.
Well, and he was working, like, he was going to school. Like, he was at North Central still.
Oh, this was a way back.
Yeah, so
when everybody worked at call centers.
Whatever the fuck, I'm 16, I'll go.
No, but I remember that, like, that was the thing. Everyone worked at a call center, so when we worked at a restaurant, we were, like, higher up on the teenage job hierarchy. We're like, we all work at a call center. I work at a restaurant.
I work at Kmart.
Like, I got a real job. My job doesn't have a turnover rate like your job.
Like the arena. I worked at the arena in high school, so.
I didn't have a job.
That might be a cool gig. Was that a good gig?
That was awesome. I wish I would have kept that.
Yeah.
One of the guys, so we've got this guy who's jumping for another guy right next to me because he broke his knee, so he just runs the packages and stuff.
So he's on light duty
then. Yeah, he's on light duty.
Yeah.
He works at the arena, and he, like, it's a good gig for him, man. Like, he films the Chiefs games. He gets paid directly by the Chiefs. He also films the shot games.
Wow.
Gets paid by the
Empire.
Whatever, fuck it.
But the Empire.
Like, he's worked his way through the arena, and he's only, like, 20.
Yeah.
And he's got this sweet fucking gig now, and he's, like, he put up the new TV screen there.
Hell, when Mark got my old neighbor over on Nora, when he was there, he was head of security. That dude worked there forever. He'd gotten me a puck for every single year of the Chiefs from 96 on.
I remember
up until like 2004. So I have a puck for every single one of them and a signed hockey stick from the 96 All-Star team.
Nice. Fuck,
yeah.
And right on.
Yeah.
Oh, when they went to the Memorial Cup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. I got the whole thing. I was like, that's badass. And he's just, like, I broke my leg, and he just, every year after that, got me a puck. And that dude had been there forever. The only reason why he had to quit is just health reasons. He was just getting old.
Wow.
Yeah, but he worked there forever. He's a super cool guy. He's like, it's good money. He's like, a walk around an arena. Like, occasionally you deal with a drunk guy, they're drunk. Like, it's the most, like, here we go, there's drunk people, this is how you deal with drunk people, sandwiches.
2 weeks ago,
sandwiches.
The duder and I went to a game, and, so I had Atticus, and we were just chilling, and the closest I could get to Dylan and them was, like, the next section over and down a couple seats and whatever, but in the first period, those guys had scared off two different families.
Yeah, no, they do that often.
Because Dylan and Pat and them are so loud.
So just back and forth and yell.
They weren't even drunk.
No,
they're just being loud.
That's just how they are every game. Yeah. And
take a road game. Go to a road game with them, like. You don't have to drink. You're just yelling outside the car.
Yeah, going to a road game with it. Tri-City's such a piece of fucking shit. Nobody's here except a bunch of radiant monkeys. Like, just
hanging outside the fucking van or the car or whatever. Like, with our jerseys, just, like, fucking chiefing everyone.
Yeah, and we, like, we go, we went to Tri-Cities, we're like, go Chiefs, go, and they're like, fuck your couch!
They were literally, like,
have you won, so like, a weirdly worse version of Justin and I as a single human being? Pat. He is...
No.
He's every...
No.
That's not that bad.
Pat's a great dude. He's loud.
And is very much like... But sports.
No. No. He's not like Justin.
No.
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 Did none of y'all see him when he comes these days? Drinking, being very...
That's Pat. Him and
Dylan. Yeah,
he's always loud.
Very much you. I watched the two of them. He is Dylan's you.
Alright. That's where you got it. He is Dylan's Justin.
Yeah, he is. 100%. Like, watching the two of them, you just sit there and you can watch it. You're like, so this is what it's like on the outside. I'm
trying to get Pat down here for this.
Yeah, he keeps talking. He's like, what are you guys doing? But they do bowling and then now curling.
No, they do curling.
They do curling now.
Curling.
Dude. Yeah,
they have a curling like.
Here's the thing about curling, and this is why, and we came to this conclusion.
I do curling.
You were there. We were all drinking, and they had curling on when we were at Joe's.
No, he wasn't there because he was mad that we didn't call him and say, hey, remember?
Was that the one?
That was the night where you were hanging out with him and then called him. And then I was supposed to pick you up to go to the movie, but you were all there.
And then we cornered you into the wall because you were
okay,
talking.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. Shut up. Yeah. So, okay, I remember that part.
Anyway, oh, you blushed.
We found the reason why curling is so popular
podcast,
in Canada.
You could say, fuck you, right. So they get it.
The reason why curling is so popular in Canada is curling's interest. Your interest in curling increases, and it's correlated with the amount of beer drunk. So the more beer you drink... The more interesting curling becomes, simultaneously, they have an equal curve, and you're just like, we're drinking, and we're like, and yet, it's becoming more and more interesting the more alcohol that's being consumed.
Okay.
And it was, somehow became interesting, but we weren't necessarily sober either, so it might have been one or the other. But the way Pat was talking about it, and you're just like, man, that sounds really interesting.
Pat and John, or I'm Dylan, just that's drunk. Like what their thing is.
But they are all about curling, and you're like, that sounds way cooler than it actually is. Like, you watch it sober, and you're like, no, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, Pat's cousin is cool as shit. We should have him come down. Even though we barely know him.
Yeah. I never remember his name. He got mad at me because I couldn't remember his
John.
Name. John. Yeah, I never remember his name.
I played League with him.
He didn't remember it either, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So he never described what curling is.
You can't. Just get drunk and watch it.
Curling is?
Just get a case of beer, turn on curling on YouTube, and start drinking and watch. And you will just... That's all you should do.
It's like shuffleboard.
But with ice.
Yeah, but there's...
I said there's brooms.
There's brooms.
You know the brooming one? Where they go... Yeah, that.
Oh.
That's... See? Oh. Right? Okay, that's it. But the more you drink, the more interesting it becomes.
We don't tell you what football is either, but you know what that is.
Football or football?
Football or football? I'm so
we
glad
don't play that commie soccer shit here.
Tastes like Coors Light.
No, it doesn't.
Which one?
That's the ginger one, right?
Yeah, one of
those. Actually, it tastes all right.
I'm drinking that liquid chocolate candy that no one likes in their Christmas and Valentine's candies. Don't drink the cocoa raspberry.
I don't know, the cocoa raspberry.
It totally tastes like those chocolates where you're like, is it milk chocolate? No, that's
I'm gonna try the pear.
And you're like trying to get it off your tongue by being polite, but you're like, raspberry.
I had a cocoa raspberry. Forget.
You're the only person that eats those out of the fucking box then.
Yeah.
I just started liking coconut too.
Just now?
Yeah. This tastes like ginger ale, Justin.
Yeah, that tastes like Coors
Light. Ooh.
Tastes like.
I like that one. Is that the pear one that I asked you for? And then you're like, you're getting ginger.
I like the pear one.
I just gave you a beer. You said, give me a
it
beer.
Had a
beer.
No, he said, give me the pear one.
Earlier.
He did.
Earlier.
It is
recorded. He was passing out beers then.
This is why we don't like you, Justin.
Right now. You say, see? It's like, we don't know if you do it intentionally. It's good. Like, it's not bad. It's better than this weird
It's better
ass.
Than the ginger one. The ginger tastes like Coors Light to me.
It tastes like fucking ginger ale.
Well, that tastes like Coors.
I don't drink ginger ale, so.
I like ginger ale. I drink it on planes.
All right, you 75-year-old white woman. Holy shit.
We're on planes.
It helps settle my tummy.
I'll have ginger ale. Kathy had to have some test on her liver, and she had to drink a ton of ginger ale, and since then she doesn't drink it anymore.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because she's not, you know, 75.
She drink like a gallon of it. Like,
that and prunes is like a standard diet for them.
God.
I remember even back in high school, you're like, ginger ale. all creepy like. You're like fucking salad fingers.
I would flip him. I would flip him shit for that. I was that way with Cherry Coke. You like a very unhealthy.
Same here about Mr. Pibb.
Like my, I probably had more Cherry Coke in my body than blood. Like, and that's being real.
That's when
it was at least one a day.
That's you remember that
one a day
at North Central, the electronic one that had the arm in it.
They brought it in like sophomore year.
Yeah,
no, they brought it in their freshman.
No, it was near the office.
No,
sophomore. No, sophomore year. It was the summer going into sophomore year.
Yeah,
you bought one every day.
No, he spent $10 the first day just to watch it go up and down the Cherry
Coke. No, that's legit. Everybody did that.
Just to have the whole row.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the first and the last Cherry Coke. So they had to restock the Cherry Coke for the first day of school. It was like the day before the day of school.
And then every day from there, you just go 7-Eleven.
That needed to be recorded. Because, seriously, once I really think about that,
I'm like, take it. And it's just walking with them and being like, I have no concept of future. Problems with
you
any
never
of this.
Share
no,
either.
No financial responsibility.
Like, ever.
Diabetes
book? Yeah. Diabetes! Woo! Oh, yeah. Man.
There's that in your Spock flip phone that you broke. Like memories from high school.
Wait, the razor?
No, I don't know.
No,
I always wanted a razor. No, it wasn't a flip phone, it was a slider.
No candy.
Because you kept doing it like a comic.
Oh, yeah, I had a Samsung, it was a slider. Phone.
Oh, was
it? It would slide up and down for the keys. And you could slide it down in its full screen, and then you slide
it. Was it
up.
LG? Do you
no, Samsung.
No, okay. I had that same. I had a phone like that.
And you could slide it in just about
a new
one.
Just go,
and I'd go. Like, it got to such a habit that I, out of a habit,
I remember
when I would slide
you
it, I'd go.
Fucking phone.
And I couldn't help it. I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's so cool.
Like, but I would do it, and then it went like. And the screen came up, and I'm like, well. No, but do. Yep. Trying to get a new phone.
Rest in peace, Badoo.
Yep.
And you got one that like slid around or something.
I had the Sony Ericsson. Like it was at the time, it had like the best camera. And kids won't get it.
Megabyte camera.
No. When that was standard, this was a 5-megapixel camera.
I had a
this
digital
camera
like
was
that.
Gorgeous.
This was maybe 480, man.
And it had the open close aperture. It had the flash on it, and it was like the phone swiveled. And then I downloaded a program that let me build my own layout from every layer of this thing. So I made it Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah.
And so everything I did was Hong Kong Fooey's. Hey, huh. And then my ringtone was Hong Kong Fooey. Some cool, crazy guy.
Oh my
greatest
God.
Phone
so
ever.
Fucking great.
It was the greatest thing I'd ever had. Like, I customized the shit out of that phone. The only reason why I got a new one was the battery on that thing. Because apparently, when you tweak your phone out like a badass, nukes your battery. It was terrible.
Yeah. It's like putting movie backgrounds on your computer and shit.
Yep. Yeah.
Just eats all your RAM.
Yeah. It's like now the whole, like, because Samsung had it hardcore for a while, like, all of our phones have moving backgrounds. And then everyone's like, but your phones don't last for shit. We don't care, background moves! I got fish! You got shit! And fuck your phone! And you're just like, well, my phone lasts like 3 times longer than your phone. But. Fish! Even when the screen's off! Look at him! It's like, they just move! But you're not looking at the phone. It's the principal. No, that's stupid. That's very dumb.
So, last night, like, we didn't have any money at Valentine's Day. I was talking to Chris about this. But, so we went out last night. Jay and Tabby watched the dudes. And we saw Deadpool. Which was fantastic.
Amazing.
It's
fucking
awesome. Yeah.
We've all seen it. So we can...
Yeah.
Spoilers.
The Francis shit is funny.
Mm. Yeah. Spell it out, bitch.
I'll spell it out for you.
Yeah. But we also went to Baracho's Tacos for the first time.
And?
We can't take the dude. It was delicious.
Ooh.
Yes. We had beef tongue taco.
There was no...
But did you have explosive diarrhea?
No, it was good.
Oh, that's good.
But,
usually tacos do that.
Well, if you got a weak immune system and shit.
Oh, are you telling me I'm weak then?
Well, do you have that?
You know.
He's striking with. And just reeled that one in. He's like, oh, wait, I got this. I'll catch that one. He's going to fucking go for it today.
But at the bottom of their menu, they have a 20 street taco challenge. And I was talking to Chris about this.
Done.
And there's
yes.
a shirt
yes.
with a wrestling belt on it.
Already winning, right? We're already going to do this.
We're doing it, man.
Right?
Every person that finishes get a shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a plaque on their wall with your, like, a metal plaque with your name on it and 20 tacos and you're a glutton and whatever.
A glutton. You're an American.
So glutton, do we have to whatever. Dress up in like wrestling gear? Like face paint, like Ultimate Warrior?
No, Justin, but if you want to dress up like the Ultimate Warrior, you can. Okay.
Yes. I need to see this.
You just going, yeah! And we're all just like, we don't know
see,
this
like,
man.
See, like, I kind of wanted to deny it, but to see him in wrestling thing, I'm like,
right?
All right.
But yeah. Man, the just the unitard. Unitard.
Also, the big show.
The troll show.
Let me slow down for that.
And he beats his opponents not by physical combat, but by driving them nuts in the ring where they go, I quit! And he has the most walkouts of any wrestler.
Like, you gotta grapple, and he's like, no, you gotta just slide.
You start something, you're just like, you're covered in oil, and they're just like, oh! And they just leave.
I can't
and they
get grab counted you!
Out. And just go, 10! Win by count out, and he goes, I've never had to pin a single person. And they all just sit there, and they're like, he sells tickets, we can't let him go.
Safe. That needs to be a movie. That needs to be a fucking movie.
Oh my god.
I'd pay to see that.
Also, so Kathy ordered street tacos. She's like, I want these four. And the lady took it as, I want all the street tacos. And one of them was a beef tongue taco.
A beef what?
Tongue.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tongue.
Okay. Tongue. When you say tongue and then you go, I think I get it.
I was helping you out since you had a question. But, beef tongue's not so bad.
No.
It's different.
I heard it's more like a consistency thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I thought chewy. It was going to be like steaky, and Kathy hit it perfectly on the nail. It's like ham sausage consistency.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, but it looks like steak.
That's cool.
And one of the pieces had taste buds, so I kept going up to Kathy.
What the fuck? Lick, lick. Okay, cool.
And then she had one piece. I'm like, it's licking you on the inside now. She's
like,
fuck off.
Get inside
evil.
Her head,
that's
man.
So evil.
Wow.
But I believe after our showing at IHOP with the pancakes, three of us could do 20 tacos very easily.
Oh, one of us can... Well, get it. Order off the kids' menu.
At a bar.
At a bar.
Because the reason we haven't been to Barrage Tacos is because the kids can't go.
Yep. Yeah. But no, I'm down for that challenge.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know what? I'll even fucking put it on Front Street. I'm down to win that challenge. I will win
not
that
Not even
shit
a challenge. No, this isn't like a competition.
No, that is a challenge for them, and I want that fucking shirt. Yeah,
this isn't a competition shirt with a belt between on us like they usually are. It's like the powdered donut challenge.
I win. Yeah.
This I want the powder this is a challenge.
Group, yeah, I would never want to try that.
Or the rib challenge, which I only lost because I had kids' menu over here.
Yep.
On the
yeah.
Sorry, I can't ingest 3 pounds of fucking ribs.
Get on it.
Yeah, for real practice, that's dude.
Fat so, guys so good. Versus right? Black guys. Huh. We should have won, Justin.
Yeah.
I want to rematch them.
All right. We've already won.
No.
Yeah.
At this point, we've won. I've seen you eat.
I
we
quit
won.
Your team. Okay.
So we could call it Fats and Blacks.
Fats and Blacks.
Call it Fats and Blacks, and then we could be on a team, and then the Doc and Justin could be on a team, and we could go against each other that way to be Fats and Blacks.
Yeah, but the Doc's seen you eat ribs. He's not going to be on your
I
team.
I don't be on your team. You'll be the team of Kids Menu. You and Kale can go.
Oh,
yeah. Kale. He'll play on the iPad and he'll nibble at his ribs. Still beat you. He'll be like, "I'm done," and you're gonna be like, hey, "Fuck you!"
Be real, real, Robert. You don't want to be part of the rib challenge. Rib challenge is awful.
You kind of need a designated driver.
You get tired.
Yeah, that's why we almost
start
die.
Falling asleep on each other.
You do. You literally, you like, really? Like you're laying there like this, and you're eating. Yeah. And you're like, I don't want it no more.
And like,
while you're eating, you just don't. You really don't.
The 50-year-old server has to come by and like, you guys are gross.
While we're eating, and it's like, why aren't you gonna stop? Because they won't.
Pride.
Blatant American gluttony and stubbornness. Hashtag America. I want my mommy.
Hashtag America.
Yep. Ugh. So did you guys saw, because we were talking about it a little bit on the texty thing, it's like Mark Rulio or whatever the fuck's name is.
Mark Rulio?
Yeah, the not Ted Cruz. Yeah, Mark Rubio. Yeah, who now his can't run. Not
Mark, though.
It's whatever. He's
Ted Rick. Ted, but,
I think
but,
it's Rick.
Whatever.
Your closer. But
he looks like some
Rubio, person. Yeah, robot but, guy who yeah. can't, like, fucking debate.
But he can't run now. He can't run as president because they were like, hey, bro.
No, that's like, Ted Cruz. And it's
that's
not,
both of them, I thought.
Both of them are both, being questioned
for
it.
They're both Cuban, like, both descendants of Cuban immigrants. They both have
But American, Ted Cruz is Canadian.
Yeah, but his dad is Cuban. His mom's American. He was born in Canada.
Yeah, but if they use that argument when they had Obama, show your birth certificate of an American, you Islamic Hawaiian terrorist.
Kenyan piece of shit.
Kenyan terrorist.
Trumpified.
Yeah, Trumpified. Trumpified.
My dad was born in Alaska before it was a state.
So was he an American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was a territory.
Oh, yeah, huh, with the half-dibs.
Yeah, like Justin here.
Yeah. I never needed a green card.
The nation that's half-dibs.
Never
dibs.
Needed a green card.
Nope, because no one wants your people.
My dad, I think, probably does have a green card.
Probably not.
Depending on when your dad was born, he's probably just a citizen by birth.
He's like 67.
I don't give a... Why is your dad so old?
Fuck.
Because my dad had me way late in life.
My dad's not even that old.
I think he's
in his early 60s.
My dad's sure. like 56.
I know he's in his 60s.
So your dad had you at 37?
Yeah, something like that.
My dad had me
early
at like
40s, 30. Basically.
Maybe not. Okay, maybe that's an extremist.
I don't know. The picture you have, he seems like around your age-ish.
No, he's older than all my uncles, and they're like 10, 12 years.
Your dad's old, bro.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Mexicans do age differently.
Yeah.
Like, they're really attractive, and then they hit, like, 23, and all the men get, like, balding and gross.
Or something.
Yeah, or something.
Like, he has, like... when I go to Ohio, my mom's whole family is, like, 4 feet nothing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I am king!
In the land of the short people, I am king.
Like, apparently he has, like, platform shoes, and they're, like 3 to 4 inches, like, each one.
When was the last time you saw your dad? If you
25,
remember.
30? No, 25, 26 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he still live in Spokane?
Not a clue.
I thought you do. I thought you were like, he lives in
Well, if Trump wins, we'll find out. He might be like, down I there know, building
like,
that wall.
Like his wife it's and...
Yeah, no, I'm you.
Fuck you.
Where you going, Justin? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have a black man's last name, so I'm technically legal, so it's okay.
Not if Trump wins. You're not just going to be building the wall.
I don't go by Gomez. I don't go by Gomez. I go by Evans.
You're
going to
be like the Hoover Dam. You're going to be part of the wall.
Yeah. They're like, we're making a wall. They go, we need some, we ran out of cement. No, we didn't. Boom. Go, 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 go.
More boy.
This would be so bad.
Because you know there's people like, what the fuck? And somebody, like, when the dam goes, they're going to be like, no one in the town dressed like that. They were in the dam. It's going to be so sad to see just a concreted body all Pompeii style. This is going to be dark. It'll be so dark.
That's so bad.
What is wrong?
To be fair, the Great Wall has more.
Oh, yeah.
You guys ever listen to How Did This Get Made?
Yes.
Or How Stuff Works?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, I know How Did This Get Made is not the same
thing. Nope. I'm like, no. I was curious of the correlation you were going to make between the Great Wall of China
and How Did This Get Made. That's about movies.
Yep.
How Stuff Works, you would like
yeah.
a lot. But they did one on the Great Wall, and they, like, I guess estimates were like, oh, it's like 1,000 miles or something.
Yeah.
13,000 miles long.
Jeez.
Yeah. Fuck.
So I want to just be part, I want to be the leader of an empire, and one day go, I don't like those Mongols, guys. I don't like them either, boss. Want to build a wall? Alright, where? Border.
Across our entire fucking nation.
Whole thing. And they're like, really? Whole thing. Who are we going to get to do it? Don't fucking care. Get to work.
They burn.
Just sit there and go,
they're just going to fuck like rabbits and just like, we'll do it ourselves.
Well, yeah, they're like, there's more of us than there are of them. Them who, boss? All of them.
There's no, like, organization that takes care of the wall. It's just like, well, there's a town here.
Communities.
They'll take care of the wall.
Yeah.
The country doesn't take care of the wall, but there's laws against raves and shit now because There were raves on the wall for a while.
I always thought, how metal is that? That's kind of metal.
You can't drive on the wall. Yeah. Like,
I don't. That seems common sense.
Yeah,
because there are parts of the wall that you know are gone. They just there are holes blown in them by you know Mongols. And everybody else, the Japanese. No,
sounds like something.
You can go camping on the Great Wall, though.
You would really.
That'd be a good vacation.
Is it one of the NPR ones?
No, it's made by House Stuff Works.
Oh, from like the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to download it then.
Yeah.
I'm done with the like 21-hour HP Lovecraft anthology book, fucking, I got Elon Musk's book and a book called Sapien: The History of Mankind.
I need you to put your Audible on my new phone.
I will. Yeah. There's so many books on there.
So much. Yeah,
because I haven't had it since July.
And I have one more credit to get a book. But I'm like, I got a lot of books, and I have three coming.
Well, you have the credit if I can get it.
In the,
mail?
Pipeline?
That thing. Vehicle, drive, drive, vroom, vroom, drop off. One called World War Cthulhu, and it's like a comic book series of, like, all the great wars that we've had. But it's not against man. Every battle, like where they like it's a secret war, where there's a battle that had happened like during World War I, right? Where it's like why they were using mustard gas. The real reason for all of these things wasn't to like fight the Germans. Both sides had to mask the war in this greater evil because they knew the world wouldn't believe them, and it's really against the great old ones and stopping Cthulhu, and so it's this whole. But it's every war. But a twisted version with
that's cool.
H.P. Lovecrafty monsters. And then I have one called Atomic Age Cthulhu. Can you guess what all those stories take place with? 50s B-style movie Atomic Age Cthulhu and steampunk
They're
Cthulhu.
They're testing in the
1800s style steampunk Cthulhu battle. Yeah. So, and real books, too, with pagers and pictures. So I'm going to read the shit out of those when I run out of comics. I still got a lot of comics to read. I'm going to read that. You have not read The Court of Owls?
Dude, seriously.
I know, I'm gonna get on it.
Uh-huh.
It's February, so...
How did those Spider-Man books go?
Oh, they're fucking
That was like a year ago? Just hanging out, doing, Spider-Man stuff? Yeah. You've read yet? Really good?
Pig.
Yeah. You're working with Spider-Man?
They're pretty good.
He's been Spider-Man in like a year now?
Yeah.
And, they're continuing the story? Doc Ock is a robot?
Well, thing. I'm continuing how much you got rid of your Marvel books, so I don't want you to have them back, because, you know...
I have a lot of Marvel books.
Yeah. You got rid of all your Marvel books, though.
No, I stopped doing trades. I get single issues. Because the Spider-Man stuff's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I got Deadpool Spider-Man, and the two of them together is like
That's
watching
funny
an orgasm.
Fuck, yeah.
It's just good.
No,
it
Spidey.
Is.
Has Boom!
Gwen's,
Spider-Gwen?
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Is it?
It's really good. The art is awesome. It's very...
Neo? Or is it...
It's... the way it's drawn is the way it's written. If that makes sense. Like, the style, the flow.
So it matches
it's written
very with artistic.
New York-y... You can see a lot of, like, a graffiti style to it. It's
kind
a lot
like
of pop-punk.
And, like, East Coast, West Coast rap, like... That's New York.
Yeah, like, it's very new. If you saw that as art, and you saw, like, the you see her pin, like, you see her poses, the spider pose with the hood, that style is the book, and it's very New York. It's very East Coast.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, the edges, the way, like, the West Coast is kind of, like, a lot of things are, like, blocked. The characters are built like people, where the East Coast has more of a flow. Everything is a curve, and it's really good.
Yeah.
But it's a fun book. It's really cool.
Okay.
Her band is the Mary Janes. So it has a lot of the influences. Peter Parker was the first lizard, but then dies. Harry Osborn is still the Green Goblin, but because
Afro-Man's like, I love
thinks
Mary
that he's doing out of revenge.
Yeah.
To save Parker as his friend. He was like, you killed Parker, thinking that it was Spider-Gwen when it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. And she's Spider-Woman in her world, but the book itself is just called Spider-Gwen. She's Spider-Woman.
Best Spider-Man book you ever lent me.
Back in Black.
Yeah.
Back in Black's fucking good.
Spider-Man. When she fucking dies.
When Aunt May gets shot.
Yeah.
And he puts back on the black costume.
Aunt May gets sniper shot. And he's like, alright, fuck it.
You know, in the most chill way. He's like, they're in a hotel. It's just after Civil War. She gets shot. And they're trying to kill Parker. And he grabs Mary Jane. And he goes to grab May. And as he goes out, he misses her. And it catches her in the shoulder. And so, he finds his black costume behind his gargoyle Bruce, and he puts it on.
It's kind of like Black Adam's World War III.
Yeah,
like,
it is. And he puts it on, and he goes, and now I'm, and then now he's not the your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And he makes it clear. He takes this one
Spider-Man's
dude.
Spider-Man's not like ripping people's arms off.
No, but he takes this one he's dude. This, he takes this drug runner, or he takes a gun runner, hangs him upside down. He takes one, puts him hanging off Bruce, and he, while he's hanging him up there, he's like, he gets all the information. He like lets go. And he, because he doesn't know that he's tied up on his feet, and he lets him go, and he, you're like, holy shit, Spider-Man's gonna let this dude die. Last second, does the whole flip, yeah. And it stops him, and he's like, you gotta let me down, and they're up on that tower, and he's like, why? And he goes, it'll dissolve in an hour, hopefully someone finds you, and leaves. Leaves the dude, and you're like,
that's like,
and you're like, you want to be, you're like the guy looking at the guy, and you're looking at Spider-Man, and you're like,
is this really
I ain't helping you, bro. And then the other dude, he puts him in the sewers, and he's all wrapped up, and it's the guy that led that he was led to by the previous dude. Yeah. And he's like, start talking before I fill your lungs with web fluid. And he's like, gonna make him eat a web cartridge so he chokes on the web fluid and it expands in his throat and kills him. Like,
he's gonna. Fuck?
He's not your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. No! He's dark as shit. And the
that's
guy's
one
like.
One of the ones you sold, too.
Yeah. Well, because I had had it as the dual ones, and then I got the collection and then turned it in. But that was like years and years ago. But he tells him the information. And then they're all, there's all these rats around him. And he's like, are you gonna let me go? And he's like, rats might let you out. And they start crawling on him and biting his face. And you, like, at Spider-Man swinging through the sewer, and you just hear screams, like, it's just screams from him being eaten by the rats. And he's like, maybe you'll make it the hour. Like, he's not nice. Like, it's two volumes of this, and then he beats the shit out of Kingpin when you find out that it was Kingpin. Beats the shit out of him in prison. Like, breaks into prison. Goes to Fist, just to beat off, the like, shit his out cell, and he takes everything but the mask off and beats the shit out of him in front of everyone. And he goes, and you, no one's going to say anything. Because
fuck
no
King
one, because no one's going to say, if they say that Kingpin got beat up by the little Spider-Man, yeah. They're dead. And Kingpin can't say anything or put a hit out on him because they're all going to know. So he's like, I guess you slipped and fell in the shower, didn't you? While he's lying there bloody, and he goes, you might need a doctor too. And he gets fucked up, like, Kingpin broke it. Like, it was fucked up. Yeah. And you're just like, that's... That is not a nice Spider-Man.
Wow. What the fuck?
Like, it's called Back in Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're absolute ones you just pick up. Like, they're I mean, just fucking good.
Do they have a trade for it? Or
yeah, they have a trade for it. Yeah. Yeah. They're really good. But the Superior Spider-Man with Doc Ock as Spider-Man was a couple years ago. It's kind of the same. It's Doc Ock trying to be a better Spider-Man than Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's a fucking badass. You're like, that's... Yeah! Doc Ock as Spider-Man is a badass Spider-Man.
Huh.
Now he's a robot.
Spoilers, right?
Doc Ock's now a robot and Peter Parker's got his body back.
I know what this tastes like now. It's a Tootsie Roll infused with a fucking raspberry.
In a beer.
In a beer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Why it tastes fucking weird?
It's weird. It's not real chocolate. It's that Tootsie Roll artificial...
Like it's super artificial.
Yeah.
We gotta wrap it up.
What?
But we love the podcast, though.
Oh, I don't want to wrap it up.
Yeah, but we gotta move.
Sorry, so
car.